Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Come on. Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome today's guests, the strong and powerful Louise Bedford and Chris Tate. Louise and Chris, are you ready to do this?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Let's do this. Louise and Chris are the co-creators of The Trading Game, the number one trading mentor program in the world. I'm excited to have you on. Louise and Chris, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, Chris, you can kick off.
I'll kick off. A little bit about me. I've arrived at the end point of being a full-time trader in a very circuitous route. I, like everybody else, did not start out with this end in mind. My background is one of a research scientist. My original gig was as a research immunologist. Stuck in academia, bored silly, sick of politics, and tired of being poor. And somehow, many, many decades later, I end up here.
Well, I started out in the corporate world, and unfortunately, I lost the use of my arms for about 3 years. And unfortunately for me, I couldn't continue on with my corporate role. And I had learned how to trade, and trade I did. I traded with a pen in my mouth, tapping in orders into the computer keyboard.
Wow.
And my broker was very tolerant and kind and patient. He used the calculator when I had the pen in my mouth and I couldn't speak at the same time. And I've been a full-time trader ever since. So I started trading in 1990 and quit my job in 95, and I've just enjoyed the journey. It's given me time to recover. A lot of people with health issues do end up in the trading arena. Chris Tate and I met many years later, and I was writing a book. I asked him to write the foreword, and we've been together ever since as business partners at The Trading Game. So yeah, it's been a heck of a journey, George.
Nice. No kidding. Is there the world of trading, from what I understand, is enormous. Are there specific things that y'all like to trade, or that you really focus on?
I suppose that's probably best directed at me, in that I'm very agnostic as to what I'll trade. I'll actually trade anything. And one of the pros and cons of modern technology is, back when I started trading, the only thing you could trade were shares on your own exchange. Trading markets overseas was simply out of the question because you couldn't do it. Hmm. When I entered the world of broking, we used to receive orders from overseas on a telex. Now, for anyone under the age of about 30, a telex was a printer about the size of a shipping container. And it would print one page every 10 minutes. And so it took forever to get these orders from overseas. Now, courtesy of my mobile phone, if I so wish this morning, I could start placing orders in Iceland if I wanted to. Now, that's a little bit of a problem because it causes information overload for people. Trading at its heart is an information management profession. You've got to somehow manage all the information you're receiving, and to make it into some sort of cohesive decision-making matrix. So I'll basically trade anything, but, and the big but is, most of the hack work for me is done by my PC, because it's physically impossible to scan through so many markets in, you know, the time required.
And I think it's important to start with the end in mind. If you've got a big dream, a big vision in your heart, then you backfill to work out what you should trade from there. You know, there's a new survey out by Go Banking Rates. It says 64% of US workers are expected to retire with less than $10,000 in their savings retirement fund. The other 36%, they're not in great shape either. Just over 12% say they'll retire with anywhere between $100,000 and $500,000. 4% are expecting to retire with $100,000 or more. Now, I don't know about you, George, but that is chilling. The results aren't much better in Australia either. The majority of people are underfunded. They haven't looked ahead to see what buffer they need, and this pandemic has really brought this to the fore. 3 months later, and you have people going, heck, I'm going to lose my house. So starting with that vision, working backward, working out what it is possible to trade and what you have a penchant towards, I think that is a great way to go, George.
Nice. Well, that certainly does make sense. And yes, we are, we have the world at our fingertips, literally, and that comes with good things and bad things. And going, everything going on with the pandemic, I think I saw or read somewhere that over 800,000 new brokerage accounts have been opened up, and I just did a podcast about the Robinhood app, and just a lot more people doing trading, and I think that for an amateur, which is I would imagine probably 799,000 of those 800,000, it's a really, really, really bad thing because they don't have that framework. They don't have that information management. And I think it just potentially damaging. So would love to get your thoughts on that.
Oh, that's very much so. I had a thing flash up on LinkedIn just on Friday, and it was of a young man who was using the Robinhood app who had committed suicide because the app had allowed him to leverage himself to the point where he was $700,000 in the hole.
Yeah.
And this is a 20-year-old with no job. And it does really remind me of the last days of the dot-com boom, but turbocharged now because we're 20 years further down the track with technology. So the capacity to trade and deal has simply gone through the roof.
I think we have to be careful with that too, because when we're in crisis, what tends to happen from a neurological perspective is that we get into that deeper and deeper part of our brain, that lizard brain, where we're reactive and it's the fight, flight, freeze aspect coming to the fore instead of being in that nice outer cerebral cortex layer, which is more measured. Prefrontal cortex gives you that decision making, that pause, that time, that consideration before you jump in. Now, from what I can see, the people who don't have a trading plan prior to the pandemic, they're the ones taking the risks. They're the ones making those crazy lizard brain decisions, and they're the ones who are going to suffer the biggest losses. The sad part is some of them have made an extra 20% on their money today. That doesn't mean they're going to continue doing that. Yeah. It's almost worse to start with a big profit in the beginning.
And I think that this is made so much worse by when I look at my Twitter feed, it's full of people who are claiming to literally be making 1,000% a month.
Mm.
Now, I'd put this into context. Many, many years ago when I used to be heavily involved in powerlifting, I'd be on some of the powerlifting forums, and you would get 16-year-olds who would not weigh more than, let's say, 140, 150 pounds wringing wet. And they would pop up there and go, squatted 500 today for 10.
Mm.
No, you didn't. You couldn't squat your washing. and so you get this. People see these things, and they're quite naturally envious. They might be jealous. They might think, why can't I do that? Seems easy. And lo and behold, down the rabbit hole they go. And the great worry with things like Robinhood is, the vast number of them will not emerge better off, much like the dot-com boom. The vast majority of people who entered that did not emerge better off. That's just, markets have a habit of transferring wealth from the impatient and the emotional to the patient and the cool and logical. And you're actually seeing that at present. You're actually seeing, again, one of these generational shifts in wealth. And unfortunately, because of the availability of these apps, it's hitting young people the hardest.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with everything both of you just said. So So we've got a handful of problems here. We've got the problem that Louise was talking about, that there's way too many people who have not saved enough money, and then now we've got a lot of people who for lack of a better term are perhaps bored and have access to trading programs, and then social media is compounding these problems. So the remedy for this is education. The remedy is a system. So talk to me about how you are and have been for a long time helping people to actually become effective and successful traders.
Well, you touched on the key point. The key point is plan. One of the problems people face when they come to trading is that much of their view of what trading is has come from the media. It's come from things they've seen on television or films. And they think trading is this thing where you ring up your broker and you yell a constant stream of instructions 24 hours a day. That's not actually how it works. You'll find that the most successful traders in the world, and I use the word trading and investing the same way. For me, it's just a difference in time frame, is that they're systematic. If we look at, let's pick a popular figure, someone like Warren Buffett. Whilst we have diametrically different approaches to the market, his approach is immensely systematic in that it is a set of rules. And our approach is to say to people, right, let's sit down and let's build rules that suit the way you see the world, the way you want your trading to go, and what you want your trading to look like at the end of the day. Because without rules, it's a little bit like taking off in a light plane and just meandering around, hoping that you might actually bump into where you want to go.
I think the point that we share as a commonality between the three of us, George, is that education is so important. You know, I love the fact that you bring on such high caliber people. I loved the interview that you had with Catherine Halpin and Rupa Patil. They were talking about the importance of time and looking after your priorities in life, and that's so important. So I think we are kindred spirits in that respect, and really starting as a trader with a trading plan. Now, a trading plan must cover entry, exit, and position sizing. If you're not covering one of those three areas, you're setting yourself up for failure as a trader, and it must be written. It must be in writing so that another trader could follow it exactly and get the same results. So without that, I really think people are kidding themselves. And that's one of our missions. Chris and I, we've been running our mentor program. This is going to be our 21st year of running the same mentor program. It's a repeat for free course because we stick with our people. We make sure that these people who have traded and had some success hang on to that success. The ones that have made a loss have support, have care, and have a warm community that they can have as that backstop so that they can go on to exceed their previous results. And without that continual education, I think people are really going to struggle, George.
And hearing you say that, hearing you talk about having a trading plan, knowing when you're going to get into the market or and then exit the market, I have to imagine that such a small number of people are actually doing that who are opening these brokerage accounts.
I would go back to your figure of probably 1,000 of them out of the 800,000 actually have some vague idea of what they're doing. And even then, you find that trading plans are a little bit like diets and exercise programs. People write out the most amazing diet and exercise programs, and it falls over on day one.
Sure.
It looks really good. It's a little bit like when I was at university, and everyone's encountered someone like this. You'd have these people who would generate these tremendous study timetables, and they'd be color-coded and highlighted, and they just look magnificent, and they wouldn't get past day one because they just fall over. Because with the best will in the world and the best plan in the world, if your head's not screwed on correctly, then it's simply not going to work. There is a mismatch between expectation and reality.
Yeah, your plan's collision with reality doesn't always work the way that we want it to. And for me, I think that talking about making changes with diet and exercise and personal finance, and it sounds like trading, community is such an important role there, because I think a supportive community is there to pick you up when things are going bad and to cheer you when things are going well. So, and it sounds like that's what you have created.
I think it's very much, we come back to that word accountability. And it's difficult to keep yourself accountable, but if you've got an unreasonable friend who keeps you accountable, it's much easier to stay on track.
Yeah, and going back to that, your plan's collision with reality, things are not going to go the way that we expect them to. So are you going to stick with your plan? Because if you don't, then you're probably going to lose all your money.
Yeah, it's very much, I think it was a military theorist, von Clausewitz, who said that no plan survives first contact with the enemy. And I think you'll find at all military academies and all officer training courses that sort of lesson one, day one, year one. With the best will in the world, things will still go wrong, which is why you actually need other people around you to pick you up, drag you back on track, dust you off, point you back in the right direction.
So I go to Trading Game.
That's it, tradinggame.com.au.
What can I expect? I will learn how to put this plan together. I will learn the technical stuff that I need to do. I'll learn a lot of the emotional stuff that I need to be cognizant of.
Absolutely. What you're looking to do is to register, because I'll give you our free Trading Made Simple course. It's an e-course. It gets delivered via email, and you'll get my trading plan template, which shows you exactly what needs to go into a trading plan for you to excel in the markets. We have been traders for decades now. We have seen, I would guess, more trading plans than almost any other education in the business for trading. So Chris and I, we are private traders ourselves, and we are definitely along your lines, George. We care that people have that community, and we very much value people's education so that they can excel.
Got it. And how much time are we talking about? This is probably something you could do if you wanted to 24 hours a day, but on the lighter end, to be a successful trader, is this something that somebody could do on the side?
It is. It is very much, pardon me, it can be, whilst I don't like the expression side hustle, we have people who, for example, run long-term equity systems that involve an hour on a Sunday evening. They place their orders either then or sometime on a Monday, and that's it for the week. By the same token, we have people who, as you say, would probably, if they could, trade 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But their motivations are very different. They're trading for entertainment. And there is a sharp dichotomy between the two. But the thing to note about markets is the market doesn't tell you how to trade. You actually decide how you're going to trade and then build a system around that expectation.
Nice. Appreciate that. Well, Louise and Chris, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Oh, I'll go first. Become a student of markets. And by that, I mean understand the history of markets. That way, you're never surprised by anything. I'll give you a quick example. People were surprised by Bitcoin and its explosive rise. The problem was we saw that 300 years earlier with the South Sea bubble. There is actually nothing new under the sun. It's the same tune played by a different band. And once you understand that, you're actually not surprised by anything markets do.
And for my tip, I would say use your anger. If you are in anger or if you are in pain, live it, feel it, really explore it. You know, one of the things that I've found is that people who have difficult upbringings, they can either go one of two ways. They can blame their upbringing for where they are in life, or they can use it. They can give it that I'll show you type of tinge, and it will really help drive you on. So feel that emotion, feel what you are feeling fully, and use it as a platform on which to stand. You know, most people are leaning so hard on a one pedestal stool. It's almost like one income, you know, one idea about who their friend is. Everything is leaning on that poor little one pedestal stool. It's so easy to knock that stool over. Why not have multiple income sources? Why not have a variety of different techniques you can throw at life and use that anger and use that pain and let that drive you? Use that as a way of being able to propel you forward, because there is no excuse that is appropriate here. You are who you are. You are where you are because of the choices you've made. So for you to move forward, you need to actually have that reality check to say, okay, from here onward, I'm not going to go backward anymore. And I love that about what you're doing, George. You're giving people that inspiration, that motivation to draw that line in the sand. And it's continual, and it's that input that we all need in order to excel.
Well, that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
Hey.
Louise and Chris, thank you both so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you and the and Trading Game?
Come to tradinggame.com.au and get in touch with us there. Register your details so we can start that relationship and bring you on into our community, give you that free trading plan template, and give you our Trading Made Simple e-course.
Perfect. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Louise and Chris your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to tradinggame.com.au. Check out all the great resources. Get the free trading plan template. Get the free course. Thank you again, Louise and Chris.
George,
thanks,
thank
George.
You.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, as we are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.